Welcome to Lesson 4, where we're going to talk about real estate investing with your IRA. You might ask the question, I know what I can't do now. I can't buy and sell from close family and buy and sell insurance or collectibles. But what about real estate? What can I do? Well, let's just talk about real estate. We'll cover other investments in the next lesson. But you can buy and sell rentals, for example. You could buy a rental and take the income from that, which gives you a cash flow, so it'd be kind of like getting a dividend on a stock, and then you have the appreciation. So rentals are good IRA investments. You can buy a commercial piece of property. You can pool your money together with other investors and do commercial properties. You can buy a property and remodel it. You have to use the funds from your IRA. That's fine. You have a checkbook. You can take care of that. You can do some work on it. You have to be a little careful there. You can't put the roof on it and then charge the IRA a bunch of money for doing that work because you're profiting off the IRA. See, there are some rules that you need to follow. You can make bridge loans, which is another great way to invest in real estate. Oftentimes, a developer needs just a little bit of a loan to sort of put the whole package together, and many times you can get a higher rate. You can do a flipper, which is basically buying the property and just flipping it over, turning it right over and reselling it. One lady I know was putting down in her Roth IRA, which the income there is tax-free forever. She was putting down $1,000 as a deposit on a new house because it was taking 6 months for the house to be built. And then just before it was done, she would take and sell that contract to someone. They wouldn't have to wait 6 months, so she would be able to raise the price up. So her $1,000 was making her like $10,000 every 6 months. That's a way that you can do it. Options on property. You can also, another thing, if you buy property, you can manage the property, where in many cases you can't with a self-directed IRA, but with a checkbook IRA, you can manage it. You can collect rents, advertise, do simple repairs on the property. So a person could buy free and clear rentals and get the rents and the appreciations. You can borrow with your IRA and buy property. Now there's a couple of things there. It has to be a non-recourse loan, which means that the only recourse the bank has is against the property. You cannot guarantee the loan. You also have to pay tax in your IRA on the profits you make on the percentage borrowed. So if you borrowed 40% of the money, then 40% of the income profit would be taxed. And there's better ways to do it, which we can tell you about. You can do a joint venture or a partnership where someone puts up the money, and in the agreement, they get all their money back plus all the profits until they get 8%. And then the rest goes to you. Well, that's like getting an 8% loan, but you don't have any tax. You can put money down on a property and sell the contract, which one person I know does quite a bit. Again, you can fix up, you can resell. Some people will take a property, fix it up, sell it, and carry some of the paper, and then their IRA has income. So there's lots of different ways you can do real estate. I personally have done over 50 homes. I have other associates that have done, probably between us, we have several hundred homes that we've done. We've just about run into every example you can imagine. Right now we're heavily involved in China in real estate. There's with the LLC, you can invest overseas as well. So there's lots of different things. You need to give us a call. You know, we'll try to help you through it. But the checkbook IRA, if you want to invest in real estate, you've got something you move quickly on. And what real estate investment isn't time sensitive? And this gives you tremendous flexibility, especially with options. When we get into the Roth IRA, there are some amazing things you can do. So you need to give us a call and tune in to Lesson 5, where we'll talk about other investments.